held up a fist, and the gang stopped as BJ ran up to them. The bully stood with his legs wide apart, hands on his hips, as he looked the small boy up and down, waiting for BJ to speak.
I'll do it, FT.
Unknown to BJ, Kato, Hamir, and Titi gasped in horror as they overheard what he said.
That's the way to go, BJ, if you want to be like us.
FT boasted to a chorus of whistles and cheers from the other boys.
Attaboy!
Let's do it now.
The gang ran back quietly to Mr. Grocer's store and huddled close together, whispering. The little bear, hamster, and tiger cub crept closer and scrambled into an overturned box lying right at the corner of the shop. Peeking out, they strained their ears to hear the snatches of whispers.
Scissors.
Cut off half.
FD thrust the scissors into BJ's hands. The boy's face was pale and his hands trembled as he gripped the scissors tightly, knuckles standing out white against his tanned skin.
We'll wait for you here, lad.
FD laughed loudly and clapped BJ hard on the shoulder. The six boys moved away from the shop and crossed the street. They lounged against the lampposts and soon started bickering amongst themselves, ignoring BJ completely. BJ walked resolutely to the shop door. He peeked in through the large front window and gave a small sigh of relief. As he put his hand on the doorknob, Timothy Tiger hissed.
BJ, over here.
The startled boy jumped and glanced around swiftly. Dismay clouded his features as he saw not only Titi, but Kato and Hammy peering furtively from the box.
What are you doing here? Go home before they catch you again.
Come with us, BJ. They're bad boys. Please don't do what they want.
Yes, BJ. You're made of sterner stuff. Ignore the riffraff.
If you're going in, I'm going in with you.
No, I must go. Watch out. FD's turning around.
BJ pushed his three brave friends roughly into the box and slipped quickly into the shop. Fast as a flash, Titi leapt out silently and slunk in after BJ. Kato and Hammy could only wait in the box, keeping a sharp watch on the gang, hoping that their friends would be safe. As the minutes ticked by, the gang grew restless with the waiting and trooped back to the front of the shop. Kato and Hammy ducked out of sight, but prepared themselves to dash to their friend's rescue. Suddenly, a loud crash and furious shouts erupted from inside Mr. Grocer's shop. The front door flew open. BJ and Titi rushed out, followed by Mr. Grocer. The boy and Tiger Cub ran fast, but the short plump man was surprisingly faster. He grabbed BJ by the scruff of his shirt and shook him till the boy's teeth rattled. The gang took one look at the shopkeeper's face and fled. Kato and Hammy jumped out of the box and ran towards their friends. Titi pulled mightily at the man's trousers, trying to trip him so that BJ could squirm out of Mr. Grocer's iron grip. But it was no use. The plump man, frowning angrily, shook BJ again and barked.
Why, BJ? Why? Why did you play such a prank on me?
The hamster and little bear gasped in shock when they gazed up at the irate man. One half of his luxuriant moustache was gone. Straggly bits of hair clung from his lip, and when the friends looked at BJ, they saw the remnants clutched in the boy's left hand. The boy sniffled, but said nothing, hanging his head in shame. Mr. Grocer glared at him. Then his eyes softened, and he said in a gentler voice,
BJ, I'm very disappointed in you. I thought we were friends, and you were doing very well. Why are you behaving like those boys in that gang? Skipping school, playing tricks and upsetting the neighborhood? BJ, this can't go on. I'll have to report you to your parents and the school.
At those words, BJ looked up and pleaded.
Please, Mr. Grocer, please don't tell my parents. I'm very, very sorry.
The plum shopkeeper hesitated.
I'm sorry too, boy, but it must be done.
Kado couldn't bear to hear any more. He ran up to Mr. Grocer and tugged urgently at the man's right ankle. Hammy sat on his other foot and scrabbled furiously at his shoe. Timothy Tiger ran up and sat in front of BJ. The man whipped his head downwards and his jaw dropped in amazement.
Please, sir, BJ's our friend. He's not a bad boy. He was forced. You see, he wanted to stop people from laughing at his fufu and mumu for being poor. Remember how well he cleaned your storeroom this morning?
The little bear turned his round, trusting eyes at the shopkeeper, confident that Mr. Grocer would understand him. The startled man loosened his grip on BJ and turned to the tiger cub and hamster.
A talking teddy bear? And I suppose the two of you can speak too?
Titi nodded and rubbed his head against BJ's knees. Hammy squeaked and bobbed up and down.
Well, my word.
Mr. Grocer rubbed his half-moustache thoughtfully, staring at BJ under his bushy eyebrows.
My boy, you have some very good friends. Never forget them, you hear?
I won't, Mr. Grocer.
And you'll go back to school and never see that gang again?
I promise, sir.
Very well then, I'll forget about this prank, but there'll be no more mischief, you hear?
BJ nodded vehemently, and Kato, Hammy, and Titi whooped in delight.
Whoopee!
Much obliged, my dear sir.
Mr. Grocer chuckled unexpectedly.
Haha, alright, I've been thinking of shaving it off for some time now, ever since Miss Susan from the ice cream shop said it made me look older than I am. Now run along, and remember, bright and early in the shop tomorrow.
The four relieved friends scampered away, back to the scrapyard. But their adventure wasn't over. FD and the gang emerged from the shadow of the fence as BJ approached.
So, old man Grocer let you off, huh? What'd you do? Cry at him?
No, but I want you to leave this place and not bother me again.
Ooh, so brave. But that won't get you into the gang, you know.
Good, 'cause I don't want to be in your gang, FD. Now go.
BJ clenched his fists and stood his ground. The six boys sniggered and crowded closer, confident that they would win the fight. But the gang didn't bargain for BJ's little friends. With a blood-curdling yell, Timothy Tiger sprang at FD's face and smacked him hard with a paw. He turned around in a flash and leapt from one boy to another, dealing a series of skillful punches to their noses. The gang yelled in fright and tried to fling TT away. But Kato and Hammy were ready. The hamster hefted a smooth pebble in his paw and threw it with deadly aim at Weasel Face's knees.
Ha! That's for calling me a rat!
Kato danced nimbly around the boy's ankles, tripping them deftly until they collapsed in a sobbing, frightened pile on the ground. BJ stood over FD and said sternly,
Go, FD! Your gang has no power over the neighborhood now. Not when I tell everyone how you were trounced by softy toys.
The deflated gang picked themselves up and slunk away. The delighted friends hugged each other and danced about for quite some time, relieved that their misadventure had ended as well as it did. Finally, BJ sat down and said seriously,
I must keep my promise to Mr. Grocer and go back to school.
He looked around the scrapyard that had been a home to him, at the scattered gadgets, and then at the little bear, hamster, and tiger cub. He tickled Titi under the chin, and the cub purred contentedly.
I'll never forget how brave you all are. I'll have to be brave too, and learn as much as I can. I'll be a great inventor someday.
The little bear and hamster climbed into BJ's lap and looked up at the boy.
It's time for us to go, BJ. I want to find my mama and see my special sunflowers again.
Sunflowers?
BJ crinkled his brow as if he remembered something.
Yes, mama and I planted a whole row of sunflowers under my bedroom window, BJ. If I can find them, I'll be home.
That's it. I've seen a house with sunflowers in the garden, near where the van drops me off to deliver newspapers. I'll take you as far as I can on my bike.
The friends piled onto BJ's rattly old bike. The small boy disappeared briefly into the hut and came out with a little bundle which he slung over his shoulder. He paddled as quickly as he could through the darkening streets. Finally, panting and tired, BJ stopped on the outskirts of the next town. He carefully put the baby bear and hamster down on the ground and pointed to a row of tiny lights twinkling far away in the dusky evening light.
That's where the house with sunflowers is, Kato.
Kato bounced up and down energetically.
Then that's where my home is, and Mama and Fufu.
The little bear paused.
You mustn't go further with us, BJ, Titi. It's late. You must go back, or you won't be able to keep your promise to Mr. Grocer tomorrow.
BJ and Titi shook their heads, determined to stay with their friends as long as they could.
It's okay, BJ. Hammy and I can take care of each other. But, I think we forgot to bring some food, you know.
BJ couldn't help chuckling.
Oh, my little friend, that's where you're wrong. Look!
He unwrapped the little bundle to reveal a few packets of peanut butter biscuits and Hammy's piano. The four friends sat down on the grass and enjoyed a final picnic together. Hammy played the piano, and the beautiful notes serenaded the sun as it set. BJ grew distracted and cuddled Titi and Kado to him fiercely. Finally, it was time to go. The boy got up, dusted the biscuit crumbs from his clothes, and carefully packed the remaining food and piano into a small light bundle. He scooped the little bear and hamster into his arms and kissed them tenderly on their heads before setting them down on the ground.
I'll miss you, Kato, Hammy.
Kato hugged the boy, and Hammy gave a loud sniff and dabbed at his eyes with a paw. Then, BJ turned to Timothy Tiger and said solemnly,
Lieutenant Titi.
Yes, Captain.
BJ blinked his eyes and stifled a tiny sob, for brave little boys don't cry.
Lieutenant, I would like you to go with His Highness King Hammy and his courageous ensign Kado.
The tiger cub bristled in protest, and Kato and Hammy shook their heads. But the boy silenced them by holding up a determined hand and continued.
I charge you with a duty to protect and assist them in their quest. When the quest is done, return to home base.
And in the softest whisper that only Titi's sharp ears could hear,
please come back.
BJ then held Timothy Tiger in his arms and rubbed noses with the cub as they had done so many times before. Boy and Tiger Cub sighed, stood at attention, and solemnly saluted each other three times, reaffirming a bond of friendship that both knew would stand the test of time. BJ then climbed on his bike, turned it around, looked back at his three small friends, smiled bravely, and paddled away.